I've completed one of the biggest projects I've ever worked on to help you as a youth soccer parent make better decisions with your child. I'm going to be making an announcement on February 3rd, and this will completely change the game for parents in the United States as they look to help their child make better decisions and to become better players. Education is key. You're going to want to join me at this event. It's going to be live. The million-dollar question is, will it be free? You'll find out on February 3rd. The link will be coming in 48 hours. Be ready and stay tuned for the announcement. Share it with a friend. Let them know that change is coming to help you guys make better decisions. And we'll see you guys there February 3rd. One thing that I will add that she reminded me of, a lot of times, even I'll do the same thing as a coach. I'll make the same mistake as we always try to keep kids in certain positions, especially with the younger ones. We want to give them the freedom to also play different positions. So one of the things that we do is if we know that we're going to play like a hard game or a hard tournament, we'll put the kids in their set positions that we feel is their best. But then if we're either up or down by five, then we start rotating because at that point you're probably not making a comeback. But if you know that you're playing a team that you know you probably can beat or that you feel like is a close game, don't be afraid to change positions. So like that's one thing I should have talked about earlier. But if we look at, I think it's back to the age development. There's a specific part literally talking about player positions. So it's down by category. We have U9, 11, 13, 15, 17, and 19. So that is back to the age development curriculum. U9, U11, and U13 rotate positions. And then U9 and U11 rotate goalkeepers. Now, that's hard because parents are going to say, well, I want to win. If you put a kid in goal that's never played goalie, they're going to be a little upset. So that's a hard one to deal with, but I think you guys kind of get the point. Like, we want to give kids the chance to play different positions. We don't want to pigeonhole them to one spot. So, like, if we look at U15, that's when they're going to play typically three positions. And then isolate goalkeeper. All right, so again, this is a guideline to help you guys, like think differently. We all want to win. But the way that we're trying to view winning is if we can help kids be successful also in life, not just winning a tournament or a game this weekend. I think somebody had a question. I thought I saw a hand. No? Cool. Anything? Yes.
Regarding scrimmages.
Yeah.
How should it happen
in all day. I think scrimmages are one of the best things you can use because, again, the result literally doesn't matter. So you can put kids in any position all over the time or at any point, any position, and they can start figuring it out. So absolutely, like with our own organization, we always try and get scrimmages because, again, we can change positions. We can think about new ideas because the result literally does not matter. Nobody's going to go on social media later that day and say, hey, we did a scrimmage against whatever team and we lost or we won 15-0. Who cares? They will do it at a tournament, though. So that was a good question. Was that your question? Or are you asking me a separate question?
Well, I was asking, like,
okay.
Like every practice, you do an hour and a half, right? You practice twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
You do scrimmaging an hour every practice.
So we at the curriculum, it says 20 to 30 minutes. Now, again, you can, if you know you have a tournament coming up and you need to work on tactics, use it. But the general, like, most of you guys probably practice twice a week. So let's say you know you have a big game on Saturday. Let's say you practice Tuesday, Thursday. Use Tuesday to follow this. Thursday, tactics and planning and match prep and whatever else you want to use. Now, again, what we do is if we know that we want to set a scrimmage against another team, whether it's in-house or outside, we always try and pick a different day than our practice day. So if we know we practice Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we try and do the scrimmage on Tuesday. We don't try to waste isn't the right word, but we don't try and use a practice day to do a scrimmage. So if that's possible, try and use it. Yeah, yeah. I was talking like, if, correct. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The session. Yeah. And that's what the last 20 to 30 minutes is for. So if you're working on, again, 2v1, you can then implement it and then focus on that specific element in the scrimmage. Yeah. I was really referring to if you want to like do an actual game. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode.